Okay, I'm going to start. Okay, today is the last year before Bein HaZmanim, so we'll try to do whatever we can. The packet, I don't think we're going to be able to totally finish, but I'll try to do the highlights that I wanted to discuss, some of the highlights. Okay, so we know, Rabosai, that the Mishnah says in Sukkah that the Sukkah has three walls, Shalosh Defanos. And if you look in the Gemara here, on Vav Amud Beis, I didn't make the arrow, but I made the bracket on Vav Amud Beis, page 1. Tan Rabbanon, Shtayin, Kilchason, Ushlishes Afilu Tefach. That the Sukkah has to be two walls, complete walls, and the third one could even be a tefach. Michael? The third one could be even a tefach. Shtayin kilchason u'shlishis afilu tefach. And Reb Shimon Omer sholosh kilchason. That you have to have three walls. In other words, if you want to make just a tefach, that's only if you have three walls, the fourth wall could be a tefach. So the Tanakhama says, really, Sukkah is three walls, but the third wall could even be a pot wall, a tefach. And Reb Shimon says, you really need four walls, but on the fourth wall, you could, have not a complete wall. It could be a tefach.
So, what's the machlokes about?
So, the Gemara tells us that the word sukkos. Does everyone want to give me a chumash? Yeah, okay. Vayikra Chav Gimel, when it mentions the mitzvah of sukkah. Says Chag Sukkos Taseh, Chag Sukkos Shivas Yomim LaShem. That's in Pasuk Lamed Dalet. And then it says Asukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim in Pasuk Ben Beis. Kol Ezach Yisrael Yishuv Asukkos. So what was the first pasuk was Lamedalad Chag HaSukkos, but there Sukkos is spelled Samach Kaf Vav Tov Mole with a Vav HaSukkos. That's in Pasuk Lamedalad, it's spelled with a Vav, and in Pasuk Membeis it's spelled twice without a Vav. So there was the word Sukkos appears three times, once with a Vav, twice without a Vav. So with a Vav is called Mole, without a Vav is called Chaser.
So there is a discussion in the Gemara about Yesh Eim LeMikra or Yesh Eim LeMasoros.
Yesh Eim LeMikra means we follow how the pasuk is pronounced. The three times Sukkos, even though one is spelt with a Vav and the two without a Vav, but they all pronounce the same. Right? Sukkos, Sukkos, Sukkos is pronounced the same. So the one that says Yesh Eim LeMikra is that when we're going to darshan, we're going to base it on how it sounds. So it sounds Sukkos, like
And Sukkos is like with a Vav. So they all sound the same.
Sukkos, even though two are without a Vav.
But then, there's an opinion, Eishem L'masoros, which means you follow how the Pasuk is written. And the Pasuk is written twice without a Vav, and once with a Vav. So, okay? Now, how does this work? See, if it's... We'll see inside shortly. If it's written with a Vav, Sukkos, I mean, if it's pronounced Ki'ilu, there's a Vav there. So it says Sukkos three times. And Sukkos is what? How many Sukkos is Sukkos? Two. Because the minimum Rabbim is two. So 2, 4, 6. So it's Ki'ilu, we have 6 Sukkos. So what's the idea of 6 Sukkos? So one time the word Sukkos we need just for the simple reading of the Pasuk to know that we're talking about Sukkos. So that we don't darshan. We only darshan the extra. So out of the 3 Pesukim, each one is 2, 2, 2. Pasukos, Pasukos, Pasukos. So 2 of them we need Legufe. Just to tell us what we're talking about. Then we're left out with 2 more words, Sukkos, each plural, because we follow the pronunciation of Sukkos as if it's 2. So 2 and 2 is 4. So we have 4 we have 4 limudim. So for the 4 limudim, we learn that you need 4 walls. And comes the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai and says the 4th one could be a tefach. So it's 3 and a tefach. So if you hold Yeshem LeMikra, what? If you follow what? How it's articulated. And it's articulated what? 2, 2, 2. Basukos, basukos, basukos. 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. Then you detract 2 because you need the legufe for the pasuk itself to understand that we're talking about the yontif of sukkos, the mitzvah sukkah. Then we're left with 2 other words, sukkos, each value of 2, 4. Teaching me the 4 walls. And then I subtract the 4th one. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai says that the 4th one doesn't have to be a complete wall. It could be even a tefach. But the other opinion that says what? Yesh Eim L'Masoros. So Yesh Eim L'Masoros means that how it's written. So how is it written? So 2 of them are written without a Vav. Ki'ilu, it's singular. Sukkas, Sukkas. And 1 with a Vav. So that means 1, 2, and another 2 is what? 4. So one of them you have to take away for the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So you're left with 3. And then we say, Allah Moshe Mi-Sinai says that the 3, you can diminish the 3rd wall and what? And make it a tefach. So all you need is 2 and a tefach. So let's see that inside. Tanu Rabban. Shtayim kilchasam shlishis afilu tefach. Rav Shimon Omer sholosh kilchasam. Urvis afilu tefach. So what's the machlokes? B'maike miflegi. Rabbanan Savri Yesh Eim L'Masoros. So Rabbanan say Yesh Eim L'Masoros, that you follow what? How it's written, that's, and that becomes 2 and a tefach. Rav Shimon Savri Yesh Eim L'Mikra. Rabbanan Savri Yesh L'Masoros. Basukas, basukas, basukos. So that's 1, 1, and 2 is 4. Harekan Arba. Dal Chad L'Gufe. So 1 of the drushes we need just for the context of the pasuk. Pashal hu tosa, and we're left with 3. Shtayim kilchasan, v'asoyal kilchasan, v'garosan l'shlishis, v'ukma tefach. And Rav Shimon sover yeshem l'mikra. Rav Shimon says you follow how it's articulated. So it's what? All plural. Basukos, basukos, basukos. Even the one that says, even the 2 that don't have vavs are still pronounced basukos. Pasukas Bazukasus, Harikan Shesh, Dalchad Kra Lagufe, Pashulu Arba. So then you take one away, Lagufe. Because if you take one Pasuk away, each Pasuk is worth two. So then you're left with four. And then the Halacha Mishnah, you see, Shalash Kul Chasun. Asa Hilchas of the Garasa Levis, V'ukma Tefach. Okay, that's the first shot in the Gemara. And we paskin what? Shtayim Kil Chasun, U'shlishis of a Filu Tefach. Now, the way, you know, there are a lot of different shitas, how you're supposed to, you know, the simple pshat is like an L. Shtayim Kil Chasun is like an L. And the third one comes up, or in the middle of this, you know, but it's like an L. Shtayim Kil Chasun. And then the third tefach is on the third side. But it's not like you have two parallel walls, and then you put the third one in the north or the south. That wouldn't be good. Okay, Shtayim Kil Chasun has to be like an L, and then the tefach is by the third ruach.
What happens if you have two parallel and put on the tefach in the
Yeah, in other words, so that's a whole discussion, but the pasuk says it's like this. Oh. Now, there is a Gemara on Zayin Amud Beis in Sukkah on page 2. Gemara says in the top line, "Sichech al gabim mavoi sheish lo lechi ksheira." Now, a mavoi is an alleyway. So, b'zman Chazal, there were different types of alleyways. One type of alleyway was called a mavoi sosun. It's like a ches. But then there was a simple alleyway that was just two parallel walls, like that. Nothing here. Okay. So two parallel walls, you can't necessarily carry if you just have two parallel walls. But there's an opinion, if you have two parallel walls and then you put a lechi on the north or on the south, so then you might be able to carry according to some shitas. We don't necessarily follow that, but okay. But would that be good for a sukkah? Would that be good for a sukkah? No, why not? Because we said in the sukkah you need the L, right? And then you can have the tefach on the other ruach. But here we're saying that on Shabbos you could carry, according to this opinion, with the two walls on the tefach and the lechi. The lechi is not even a tefach. The lechi could be a mashahu in thinness. It has to be 10 tefachim high, but it's not even a tefach wide. So it's not good for Sukkah, but good Shabbos. But the Gemara says that on Shabbos of Sukkos, that since it's good for Shabbos to create a Rishus HaYachid, so Migo that it's good for what? For Shabbos, it could be good what? For Sukkah. Just on Shabbos. But not on Chol HaMoed, not on Yontif, etc. Just that one day of the whole Chag, that Sukkah is good. Okay, that sukkah is good one day for the holiday on Shabbos sukkahs. You hear what I'm saying? The Shabbos of sukkahs is good because it's not good. It's two walls and a mashu. It's not even a tefach, so it's not good for a regular sukkah. But it might be good for Shabbos. So we say migo d'havi dofen le'inyan. Since it's a good dofen for what? For hilchos Shabbos purposes to let you carry inside those walls, then it counts for sukkah as well. Okay? That's what how Rashi explains. Yeah. Himsicha gabon kasher b'shabbos. The first word in the line in Rashi, it's the third, fourth, fifth, sixth. The sixth line in Rashi on the left side. Hamachitza himsicha gabon kasher b'shabbos. The sukkos the migud avidofen the shabbos avidofen the sukkah. Vavakav the bina shteim kilchasim. In here, you don't have Shtayim Kilchasim. You only have two. You don't even have the L, let alone you don't even have the Tefach. Okay. What? Right. But I'm foolish. Okay. Now, let me show you a major Mishnah. This is like the. Maybe the Mishnah. If I have to say what I consider the Mishnah of Masechta Beitza, or the Sugya of Masechta Beitza, I would say the Mishnah of Mitoch and Yud Beis Amud Aleph. That's it. That's where all the action is. So, let's see, Rebbe Hossein. What's the din? How is Shabbos different than Yom Tov? If I would ask you, what's the main difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, what would you say to me? What? Ochel Nefesh. That's a Mishnah in where? In Megillah? Right, around Av Zayin? Ein bein Shabbos le Yom Tov, ela what? Ochel Nefesh bilvad. Aim in Shabbos L'Yantif El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. Yeah. How do we know that? Aim in Shabbos L'Yantif El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. Where does it say that? That's the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. The Yid says it's a Pasuk. Where's the Pasuk? In Parshas Bo. Ach, asher yochel l'chol nefesh. What? Hu levado yoso lachem. That's a pasuk in Parshas what? Bo. Ach, asher yochel l'chol nefesh. Hu levado yoso lachem. Okay? Good pasuk? Like it? Good pasuk. So let me ask you a question. So therefore you can carry food. On Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Shabbos, if you carry food, you know, Shus HaRabim, Yichayv Skila. And, I don't know, what's in Shus HaRabim, it's hard to say. How can I tell? What? Yeah. So, you can't, but let me ask you a question. Can you carry a lulav? I mean, it's not a fair question, because you know what you did last year. But could you carry your lulav to shul on Yom Tov? What would you say? What would you say? What?
I thought it's an error, I don't
know. I would say no. Yeah! So my good friend here, Yisrael Langer Schlitter from Long Beach, he says no! And he makes a lot of sense what he's saying. Why? Because if the whole difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Ochel Nefesh, so that means I could cook on Yom Tov. If I can't cook on Shabbos, maybe I can carry my cheese blintzes, on Yom Tov to my neighbor. If I'm going for a meal in Shavuos, I can carry the cheese blintzes because it's Ochel Nefesh. But the latest I checked, the lulav is not Ochel Nefesh because you don't eat your lulav. Even though Rav Chanina, the Gemara says, used to eat his esrog, but even Rav Chanina never ate his lulav. So it's not Ochel Nefesh. So then it should be what? It should be Asur. It should be Asur. So why do we matter it? So look in the Mishnah. Yud Beis of an Aleph. Beishame omrim ein motzim lo asakotin v'lo asalulo v'lo asasevetor l'rishus harabim. So Beishamai says what my good friend Yisrael Langer said before. That you can't carry a cotton, a baby, or a lulav, or a sefer Torah l'shus harabim.
Beisil Matir. But Beisil says that we usually follow Beisil, so we carry. Whereas you see people take this stroller with a little kid on Yotif in the street. And people take a lulav in the street. Sefer Torah, okay, it's not as common, but theoretically, take a Torah to Torah. So Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, we understand. Because Beis Shammai says you can't, because the only thing you matter on Yom Tov is Ochel Nefesh. We're not matter anything else. Beis Hillel disagrees. Yeah, but I understand. The Torah only permits Ochel Nefesh. So why don't you, according to you, why don't we permit this on Shabbos also? What?
I guess you say it's Ochel Nefesh
Yom Tov. Why are we going to Shabbos?
What you're saying is very, very good, you should know. But you're 10 steps ahead of me. You're having to have many, many different shittas we're showing you. But you're so far ahead. I can't. I'm not ready to get there yet. And we would need you're at least 5 hours ahead of me. Okay. Fast the daylight. So the Gemara says that there's a concept of mitoch, that since we're matter, say carrying for ochel nefesh, mitoch. You see the notion, mitoch shehutra hotzol letzorach. That since we, it's mutter to carry for tzorach ochel nefesh, since I can carry my cheese blintzes, so I can carry my lulav. That's called mitoch. That's the sheet of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds a mitoch. Since I can carry my cheese blintzes, I can carry what? My lulav, Sefer Torah, etc. And Beis Shammai doesn't hold for mitoch. Yeah, there's a whole sugya, but also Rishayim Kiddivayim. Yeah, so the people who from the Beis Hillel people carry the Bisham and didn't. No? What? Yeah, then there's a whole halachas of Lo Sisko to do. Do they have to be in separate cities? It can be in different cities, but separate Batein Dinim. Now, mitoch really requires a whole hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to discuss it. Mitoch at first glance is very problematic. What does that mean? The Torah said Ochel Nefesh is mutter. So you mean to say, since Ochel Nefesh is mutter, this is also mutter. Understand, you can drive the car on Shabbos to take someone to the hospital who's Pikuach Nefesh. So we're not going to say, well, mitoch, I can drive the car to the hospital, so I can drive the car to go golfing. On. In other words, mitoch seems like very strange. If the Torah matted one thing, it matted that thing. They would say, "Well, since it matters this, so you know, so this is a very very difficult concept, and it requires its own
Shia b'fnei atzma. But that, but I don't have time now to discuss it completely. But that's the yisod. But we do hold, but like basil of mitoch. And one day you should nudge me to explain it to you why that's so. But Tosa says that it has to be what? Tzorach hayom. Whereas I can carry a... It doesn't have to be ochel nefesh. It doesn't have to be cheese blintzes. It doesn't have to be, meatballs. But it should be at least something that I need for yontif. So I need a lulav. I need a sefer Torah. And I need to, have enjoyment. So I could take my child on a walk. You see, Harav Binyamin here was mechaving to the Rav Shech likes to quote the sheet of Rabbeinu Hananel. But the sheet of Rabbeinu Hananel is that the Chatan is talking about to take him to his bris mila. Because Rabbeinu Hananel's sheet is only mitzvahs amuta. They're not just for a pleasure walk. That's the famous Rabbeinu Hananel, if you want to see it inside. You see here on the bottom? See where it says in the third line, Masnisen, Vishami Omri Mein, Naktina Lulav and Mitzvasa the Patan Mamulo. So someone Rav Shechter pointed out that if you say if you rain, well, there's a Dayik, the Dafka Mamulo. But the Stam to take your kid out of the stroller, maybe not. But we don't assume that they come out. Okay? So when we pass it, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah, but it has to be some sort of hayim. Right? So you can carry on yontif. In other words, Peshame holds, you can't carry on yontif unless it's ochel nefesh. Beisilel says, no, it doesn't have to be ochel nefesh. We extend it through the principle of mitoch, but it has to be something that's tzorach hayom. It has to be tzorach hayom. It has to be something that you need. But if it's not tzorach hayom, then it's osur. And Tosus holds it's an issur d'oraisa. Okay? Tosus holds it's an issur d'oraisa. So that means if chveis, I have something in my pocket that I don't need at all. I have my car keys or something like that. So then that could be osur. The whole discussion with the car keys, if you have the keys of the house on the same thing with the car, that's all good. But Pashas is, if you have something, like different papers in my pockets, face, well, I don't need them for the other thing, so carry some shalom tzorah, that's a lot, and this is the rice. So, people grow up thinking it's mutter to carry a yotif. It's not true. It's also to carry a yotif. It's just that the tzorah hayom is mutter. That's why, before you go out of the house, you have neighbors, whatever you guys. But theoretically, if there's no air, you have to check your pockets before you go out of the house on yotif. What? Something you need for. If I want to get into my house. I want to get into my house and eat the meal and go to sleep. That's Tzorach Hayom. Sefer Tzorach Hayom. I want to learn the Rashba. But if you have some. Basically, you have a separate thing in your pockets, a separate check. So that's not Tzorach Hayom, because you can't enjoy your car or yom. So then, if you carry those keys, so there's a question of post key, if you have your house keys in the same ring with the car keys, maybe since you can carry the house keys, you can carry them, that's a whole discussion. But say that the car keys are a separate thing, and you carry them in a shusharad and yontif, then what? It's an issur d'oraisa. It's also to carry on yontif. It's just mutter if it's on Tzorach Hayom. Okay? Ready? That's basically a sheet. Oh. That's basically what we're showing this week. Now. There is a. Yeah.
The village is how the Shamar says, awesome. How the Shamar.
Yeah, he either brought it. He brought an erev yontif, like they used to. The Mishnah says they used to bring their lovim erev yontif. Yeah, but when you bring it, you wouldn't carry it for sure. What? He would stay home if he couldn't walk. Drop him off what?
Yeah.
Oh, we drop him off. No, so he wouldn't stay home. You have to realize people didn't. This idea that the whole family goes to shul, that's an American stuff. So shul wasn't the thing for. Now, this is a sefer called Chelkas Yolov. The Chelkas Yolov is one of the best, it's a Moiridik sefer. And it's tremendous. And I can't tell you how tremendous it is, but it's just tremendous. But at the end of the Chelkas Yolov, he has what's called the Kaba the Kashyaisa. Kaba Kuf Beis Aleph. So what's the numerical value of Kuf Beis Aleph?
103.
So he has 103 Shnah Kashas that he doesn't have a parent. 103. And he calls it the Kaba the Kashyaisa. The 103 questions. And then the trend these days is to write a sefer to try to answer up the 103 questions. So a lot of stars over there. Someone wrote a sefer called Kaba the Mikusa. To answer up the 103. There are loads of sparring these days to try and answer up those 103. They should be served to that in their own safety. So you ready for this kasha? And I'm not even gonna give you the full depth of this kasha because I'll take you 2 more hours. Okay? So I'm gonna just tell you something quick. Okay? What did we say before? If you have a lovoy, with a lechi. So since it's what? So really that's not good for sukkah, right? Why? Because it's not shnayim kimchasim shlishis kafil tefer. So when we say what migo, that it's a good dofer for Shabbos, so for sukkahs on that day of Shabbos, it's awesome. Only that day. So frekta kabit the kashayitza, but what about yantif? Why don't we say, yantif also means mechitzis? Because since it's an issue carrying of Yantav Shalom Tzarech, in your house you can carry Yantav Shalom Tzarech. So don't we have to say that Yantav also wants to say the same thing? Migo the Habigofen Le'inyan Yantav, Habigofen Le'inyan Sukkah. And it should be good not only on Shabbos, but on the first day of Yantav also, the second day of Yantav also for Tzarech. So what would you say for that? Do you hear the kasha? In other words, the Gemara's mashma that this sukkah that has the 2 walls and just the stick in the middle, on the 3rd wall, is only good on the day of sukkahs that falls on Shabbos. But since you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, so migo the havidofen, so you need this to carry for Shabbos. So since it's a good mechitza for Shabbos, then it's a good mechitza for sukkah. But it's mashma that it's only good for Shabbos. But we just explained that there's an issur to carry what even on Yontif Shabbos and Tzorach. So that means you need walls for carry on Yontif also, because you can't just carry in the street on Yontif for Shabbos and Tzorach. So why do we say that on Yontif is also good? Because me go to Habidof for the Inyan Yontif, Habidof for the Inyan.
How do you make the connection with the food and the walls here? So we just
Because again, whenever you there's an issur to carry, then you need wools. Right? So say today. Today I'm allowed to carry, so I don't need wools. But Shabbos is also a carry, I need wools. So if the wools help me to carry for Shabbos, then they're good wools for Shabbos, then they can be good wools for the sukkah. And we even according to Rashi. Rashi holds also you need Tzorech Hayom. Okay, but still Kasha and Tosis. And we paskin like Tosis, the Mogad Avraham says.
I think you could use it
with
walls,
the
side of walls, as a
sukkah
on that Shabbos. What does that mean for the rest of the sukkah
regarding
the walls?
It's not a good sukkah.
Does that have any sense? You said you need.
No, the chiddush is that on Shabbos of Sukkot, you don't even need the L. You can have two walls and not even a tefach. So then, since it's not, you're allowed to carry on Chol HaMoed, say. So you don't need the walls for Chol HaMoed. So then, it's not going to help you for Chol HaMoed. So then we say it's not a good sukkah because you only have the migo on Shabbos. On Shabbos, so the Kalkatzion says, but you have the Migo on Yontif also, so it shouldn't just be a good sukkah on Shabbos. It should be a good sukkah on Yontif. Maybe Chol HaMoed not, even though you know the Chazon Ish used to check his pockets before he went out on the street on Chol HaMoed also, but we usually don't. So you have a kasha. You know, on Shabbos it's a good sukkah because the walls help for Shabbos to carry, so they're going to help to be a sukkah too. But a Chol HaMoed, you don't need the walls to carry, so it doesn't help for a Chol HaMoed, so it won't help for the sukkah. So what about Yontif? If you hold that Yontif you're allowed to carry, so then it should work. You're not allowed to carry in Yontif unless it's Tzorach. So if you want to carry the Tzorach, so then you need the walls. So then it should be a good sukkah on Yontif too, because we should say Migo that it's a good sukkah for what? For Yontif, it's a good sukkah for. In other words, Migo that's good mechitzas to carry for Yontif, then it should be a good mechitza for sukkah. Do you have a kasha? Okay. Okay, you know, if you don't, you know, Rabbi Wino, you'll go to him later and he'll explain. But. So, Rabbi Isaac Osman, let me say what he says and then I'll say another thing that you'll get more, okay? Rabbi Isaac Osman wants to say that the pshat is that 99% of the things you can do in Yom Tov are mutter, which is the tzorach. So the mechitza only needs 1%, but he says to say the din of migo, it has to be mechitzas nikaros. So Mimele, it's not really nikar that it's a mechitza, because 99% of the things you're doing are mutter without the mechitza. So for 1%, no, you don't say migo, because that's considered like mechitza chain of nikaros. In other words, that was his point. Okay. What? Mechitza Shenu Karas means it's not noticeable that it's acting as a mechitza. So on Shabbos, if you carry, I carry inside the house on Shabbos, so it's noticeable that the mechitzas are helping me, because on Shabbos I'm not carrying at all. But if I'm carrying inside my house on Yontif, it's not noticeable the mechitzas are doing anything for me, because 99% of the things that are carrying on Yontif, you don't need mechitzas for, because they're the Tzor Chayom anyway. So the mechitzas only needed for what? For Shabbos and Yontif too, but Yontif is only needed for 1% of Yontif, because 99% of the things you're doing on Yontif don't need mechitzas. You can carry in the street without mechitzas. It's only for the 1% that you don't need mechitzas. What? From Tells, Cleveland. Yeah, take a look if you want to see on page 8. Okay, but now let me continue something that you'll follow better if you didn't follow this. But at least you know that machlokas by Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's the most important thing. To know the machlokas by Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel says you can carry the sukkah, the lulav, the cotton, the Sefer Torah, and Beis Shammai says you can't. Let me show you in our pasuk, an unbelievable pasuk. Okay, and then maybe you'll help me with this pasuk. It's an unbelievable pasuk. Okay, ready for this pasuk? And I'm going to show you an unbelievable chasam sofer on this pasuk. Page 12. Sefer Nehemiah. All right, so Sefer Nehemiah talks about first that they celebrated Rosh Hashanah. Right? And then it says they celebrated Sukkot. So it says, Asher, Yashmir, V'Avir, Kol Arayim, Yushalayim, Leimur, Tzu Ahara, V'Avir, Aviu ala zayis ala yit shemen, ala hadas, ala tamar, ala yit zavos, lasa sukus kakosif. They said, go out. You know, my father tells me when he was a little boy. See, I grew up in the generation of bamboos. When I was growing up, that's what people used for schach. Everyone used bamboos. Today, bamboos is like not too many. It's on the outs today. Today, people use what? The mats. Most people use the mats today. I hope they're good. But they use the mats today. My father says when he was growing up, they would put like a rovus on the corner of every street, a pile of twigs and a rovus, and then we use that for the side. Everyone would go and take some for the sukkah. So the same thing. They used to bring the branches. He said, go out to the mountains and bring branches to make a sukkah. Lasso sukkos. He said, make a sukkah, kakosuf. So what's that word, kakosuf? Simple means like it's written in the Chumash, to build a sukkah. Now look at Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayasu kol kahal hashovim and hashvi sukkos. So they made sukkahs. Again, this is the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, right? So look at it. Yeshua bin Nun. Because they didn't make sukkahs till the time of Yeshua bin Nun. Since the time of Yeshua bin Nun, they didn't have sukkahs. So it was a big thing. Is that unbelievable? Pasuk says they're rejoicing. Making sukkahs, kakosuf, as is written in the Chumash, because they didn't make sukkahs to. So there's a famous Gemara in Erchin, we're not going to do so much now, but that says that it doesn't mean literally. It means that the Anshei Kedoshes HaGedola was mispalel to Mevatel, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, and they were finally Matzliach, so now they felt protection as if they were sitting in a sukkah. But Lamaisa, the Pasha Pshad is, they didn't sit in the sukkah since Yeshua bin Nun. Which is strange. I mean, how many years was that?
from the time of Yeshua to the time of Nehemiah. You have your years. It says they didn't sit in sukkahs from the time of Yeshua to the time of Nehemiah. It's a lot of years. So the Chasam Sofer, Kedarko, says a unique, novel pshat in this. You ready for the Chasam Sofer's pshat? You ready? There was always a conflict between the Chachmei HaMesorah and the Tzedukim. The Chachmei HaMesorah believe that you can't just open up a Chumash and learn Chumash. You got to know what Chazal say, or else you're going to get the wrong track. Right? Like, if you just open a Chumash, Shatam Loso Yadecha, Vayutot Vos Bein Yadecha, we'd have no clue what that's referring to. Right? Right? We would have no clue what Pre-Eitz Hadar is referring to. So we have a Mesorah, what it's referring to. We have a Mesorah. But a lot of times, the Tzedukim wanted to take the Pasuk literally. They wanted to take the Pasuk literally. Right, like the Savar Eish Bechol Moshe Vaseichem, so you have to sit in the dark. Right? They didn't believe in the traditions that we have. In fact, first daf in Yuma says when they brought the Parah Aduma, so the Pasuk says it has to be Ish Tohar. So, you know, when you become Tameh, so you have to have Parah Aduma, you have to go to the mikvah, right? But you're not completely Tohar for everything until the night time. Because even if you go to the mikvah now, you're not going to be completely Tohar until what? Arev Shemesh. Until Harav Shemesh. So, and the Tzedukim held that by Parah Aduma, you have to be really Tohar. So the Kohen who did the Parah Aduma, if he was Tameh, he had to go to the mikvah and wait till night before he could do the Parah Aduma. And the Chachamim disagreed that Ish Tohar just means Tohar that you went to the mikvah. That's how Chazal understood it. So you know what they used to do?
The day that the guy was going to bring, the Kargon was going to bring the Parah Aduma, they would tummy that day, and they would make him do the Parah Aduma before night, to show, like, this is not in your face. They do it in your face. You tell us that we have to wait till the night. Most of the times the Kohen was Tohar anyway. So we daven to tummy him, and daven do it during the day to show that they're wrong. That they're not, they don't believe in our Messiah. So we're going to daven do it to Shtach, in your face, in your face.
What? Yeah. Yeah, we assume that you can be Tohar just going with the mikvah. Right. So we hold the Tful Yom is kosher l'Parah Aduma. And they did. That was the big machlokes. So to show that we're right, we have to make it and do it when it's a Tful Yom. So you know what the Chassid Sofer says? Okay. He says that the concept of Stein Kil Chosum, Shlishis Kafil Tefach, what is that? You can have two walls. Is that in the Chumash? Even if you're all three,
But halacha Moshe Sinai, which is Parsha Avot, comes to say three, but it doesn't have to be three, it can be two and a half. But until Yeshua ben Nun, they were sitting in a regular sukkah of four walls like we have. But since there were people who were fakpeg in the Torah Shabbat there, and they were saying that that's the only sukkah that's good, we have to name sukkahs like Ish Eichon Masora, Akosuv, Lahotzi Yehibon, Shabbat, Shel Sidukim. So what it means is we never made sukkahs of Shtayim Kilchosa Shlishish Hafilu Tefach since then. Avad we sat sukkahs. But now we make sukkahs Katos. That's what the Chasam Sova says. Lahotzi Milibon Shel Tzel Tzedukim. But let me show you that inside. On page 14. You see page 14? Lasos sukkos katosuv kivosu bime Yeshua ben Nun neimatzinu shekimul hakohen asarif haparam otzi nivivam shel tzidukim sheomim b'mor shemesh nafeitz. Right? Tzidukim said that the paraduma you had to need hair of shemesh. We held that. Nira, the whole shari asiyas mitzvahs shenechkul tzidukim loyim mitzvah kokach. He called me Shayat. In other words, a lot of times there's not going to be such a mikshol with Tzidukim. Ki Misha Yaskil Yavin, Ki Re'inu Tfilin Shalonim in Moshe of Yeshua ben Nun. Whereas everyone was wearing Tfilin since Yeshua ben Nun, so the Tzidukim can't now say, oh, this is the way to do it. Because everyone was saw how we were wearing Tfilin for hundreds of years. But this question of Tful Yom, how often does it come up? Because usually the Kohen is going to be Torah anyway, so it's not going to be a Shayla. So it's not that these things that don't come up so often, but it's Yiduki Wat. We're saying that it's different. And we have no proof against them because it never comes up. The same thing by Sukkot. The Indian normally is to have four walls, it's considered a Hebrew mitzvah. And that's what everyone does. So this idea that they're koifer and Torah Shabbat Peh, that they don't believe in Shtayim Kilchos and Shlishi Safilu Kefach, the party comes up. So therefore now they're Mefach Peh and Torah Shabbat Peh. So therefore we had to go ahead and direct and show them the Amitus of Torah Shabbat Peh. And they Kosov essence as the drasha of Yesh Eim, the Masoros of the Ksiv of the Pasuk. That's it. So let me tell you something else. Shem Yishmur. Shem Yishmur says an unbelievable thing. I'll say it outside, you can see it inside. He says, you know what Sukkot is about? It's after we're forgiven in Yom Kippur. Plus it says, Ashir Ashir, Heviyati HaMelech Hadorot. Meaning, I'm getting now a personal invitation to come into the Ribbono Shel Olam's house. Heviyati HaMelech Hadorot. Personal invitation. And that's Yiminot HaKeim. I'm getting embraced in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let's look at this. Ready? Look at this. Unbelievable thing. When you want to embrace somebody with your right hand, you take your right hand and you break. So you have Shtayim Kilchasan, this part, and Shlishis Afilu Kefach. Because this is where being embraced by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shtayim Kilchasan, one, two, and Shlishis Afilu Kefach. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam embracing us, bringing him us into his house. And beyond the Melech HaDorot. But he says something even tiefer.
So how come Shtayim Kilchosim Shlishi Shavil Tefach is not in the Torah Shebichtav? He says, you know
why? Because you know who Hashem is bringing into His house now in Sukkos? It's the people who did tshuva me'avam, the people who did tshuva me'ira, and the people who didn't do full tshuva also are invited. But once you do that, something's going to be the country, you know. Bringing in people, you're so Kadosh Baruch Hu hides. It's bringing everyone in. You've got a strong class of life. So it shouldn't be in the country. And therefore, it's not written. And he says the same thing by Rosh Hashanah. Murdering the Lord. He says by Rosh Hashanah, it's Zman Din. Whenever it's Zman Din, the Satan and his gang is only trying to say Hashem is not doing the right thing, he's strong favorites, etc. So you know what? We'll show. We know what the verse says. Shem Yishmos is a beautiful thing. Shofar is the most hidden thing that we have. Why? We have tefillah, we have tefillah b'lachash. Shofar is tefillah without any words. So whatever we're thinking and praying, it's all hidden. So the sun can't start up and try to thwart it. And I thought, based on this, based on these two shaped schools, and say, Musha, Tiku Bachot the shofar, Zakesel Yom HaGeim. Rosh Hashanah is hidden, but giving of the month is hidden. But the hidden is the Yom HaGeim. Instead, the Sukkos is what? The Yom HaGeim. Because the Sukkos is Hebiyan HaMel Kador, it's Torshim Al Peh, so we totally hiding it from the sun, because we're bringing it everywhere. We're not just bringing it. We, I think, folks, Gemara as well. Ru Kol Yisrael Hashem is Sukkah. Take a look in the Shem Yishmuel. On page 17. Well, first, in the first column, he quotes the Gemara Menachas of Chavtes and Beis that Olam Hazeh is built with a hay and Olam Haba was with a yud. And a sukkah is like all the Shtayim Kilchosim Afilu Tefach. So you can always get tshuva because there's the bottom opening, you can go back in, but then there's the little opening on the top. So you have two entrances to get in. And then he says on page, on column 2, page 17, V'yesh Lomar, he says, no, Achfar, the second column. He got divided b'tshuva mi'av, which is known as Nasa's Zuz Moshiach Kitchen. Was in it. And af tshuva mi'ira, there's no kitchen. So there's only kitchen. Had the Yishon Kitchen Gmairik she'ein tshuvasa shleima. If we don't have tshuva shleima, then there's a kitchen. But it says, Yimina Shem tshuva l'kabal shavim, even if it's not a tshuva shleima. Yeshlomer the Hainu Chav Pisa Barizo, Sukkos Hu Yimino Techavkeinu. Sukkos is what? Yimino Techavkeinu. We're getting embraced. Yimino Hashem. Shem Perich HaShlishi Tafayad Yino Ola Tefak. Yimino Hashem Apshut Lechab El Shom. Kuzei Yesh Mefarsh Hada Asa Hilchasot. The Grosso, the last paragraph, the Shlishers. Vukma Tefak, Lo Nichtav Zeh Lehevye. Why is it written Lehevye? The Torah Shabbosav Nigla Kol. We have it on a contract with contract. Okay, name is the Remus of Torah Shabbosav. Well, the book of Torah Shabbosav. She ain't a big list of a contract. The Torah Shabbosav is hidden. So he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what's going on. So then I come to Baruch Hu. And that's the Meshach Chochba writes by Ne'ilu. That Ne'ilu can have the highest level of Kapara because all the Malachim are sent away. So it's us and God. Meshach Chochba writes. So if Hashem is going to forgive us, all the malachim are going to say, well, I can't give you merchel, you can't give me more for such thing. Hashem is the lila, Hashem is the lada, the promise of Hashem. So even the people that weren't fully wrong. Even people weren't fully wrong. So that's the Shtayim Kilchosim.
steigt in Chosson. Shlish is a few tefach is we started off with the kash of the kabbah, the kashaisa, and then we went to the this idea here of the Shem Shmuel, the Minuch Techakeni, and the Chasam Sofer, Svort, that Dafka we did it. Dafka, Lahotzi Miliba, that's Torah Shabbal Peh, and Dafka we do Torah Shabbal Peh Tzukis, and the Nisuch Hamayi is also Torah Shabbal Peh Tzukis. I'm going to leave you with a medrash, and I'm not going to give you a pshat. But I want you to think of a pshat. Okay? Maybe over Yom, whatever you can think of a pshat. It's a medrash plea. You know the kind of medrash plea? The regular medrash and the medrash, Rabba, medrash, Chachuma, and then the Sfarim of medrash plea. The Mamish medrash and then the Kamish of Sfarim, the pshat and the medrash plea. Okay? So I want it's something for you to think. I can give you a lot of trust in this. But, okay? Ready? Take a look. The B'nai Yisachar, page 18. Medrash, second column. Medrash Pliya, Hugo B'Sef Kesef Nifkar, Eiv HaYakori Hagar Al Yisur. Now, Eiv had a lot of, Shami Dawson, family members, he had a lot of trials and tribulations. And he was upset at the Ribbon Shalom from Yisurim. Hatshe Arau comes forth with the Fanas HaSukkah. But what comforted him? With the Fanas HaSukkah, Shnayim Yochosom Shlishis of Yom. What comforted Eov, what gave him a source of comfort, is the Sukkah. But not just on the sukkah. The gears of the B'nai Yisachar is the fact that the sukkah is shtayim kil chasun v'shlish is a field tefach. That comfort. So maybe you could say that, like we were just saying now, based on the Shem Shmuel, that represents yiminah t'chakeni, that even things are, you know, we don't understand, but Hashem is always going to embrace us, always going to take us in, etc. The other pshatim, you know, it's mincha pshuta, that maybe there could have been a problem, but Hashem is always willing to, and even the people that are not so royal kach. But it's something you can think about of this medrash pliya. That Eov, the different kirsos, so some say it was the sukkah itself, some say it was dafka, shnayim kiel chosun, ushlishis hafil tefach. Okay, everybody, so we just have 5 minutes before we daven mincha. So first let me wish everyone a gemar chasima toiva. It should be a good year of good health for everybody, that you should be able to learn well and pursue everything that you need to get done, and especially in your Yom Torah of Yir HaShemayim. And you should use the time, you know, there's nothing like taking a sefer into the sukkah. You know, sukkah is the you know, there's Ruach HaKodesh running around in the sukkah. You know, what the Rebbe of Chaya says. The sukkah is Moshe Sukkah and Ruach HaKodesh. The Rebbe of Sarah, he made it. What was she called? What was her name? Sorry, yes, what else? Yisro. Right? She's called Yisro. He built up Yisro. Sarah, Moshe Sukkah, the Ruach HaKodesh. So, the sukkah, there's a lot of so take an advantage to, you know, learn chazer over what we did. You know, we did a lot. We did that packet. We managed to finish the packet. Today I gave in packet 5, so we still have to do two people. But there's Hashem. Sundays I was thinking, I didn't fully confirm, but maybe we should do the Doraisas during the week, and maybe the Darabonans on Sunday. We'll have to see. In other words, of Bishop. Because I think the best way is that we should spend the whole semester, but once the second semester comes, Bez Hashem, then new people come back from Eretz Israel, so it'll be hard for them to acclimate if we're in the middle of Bishop. So we should spend the whole time to get it all done. So maybe we should use the Sundays to maybe do the
because I also want to do Havara. One possibility is to do Shia and Chazara on Sundays, and the Mitchell the Rice on Shabbos, on the weekdays. Another possibility is to do everything during the weekdays and try to get in Havara, because that might be too much. So we'll have to see. But I can enroll, but Hashem, the Shmaya, should be to do all the Mitchell first. So that's a self-contained unit, so we can find it. That whole unit hopefully very well as a show. We have to do the other thing, and the next semester we can do a whole other contained in and be kind of that as well. But Rabosa, you gotta realize that if you want to be kind of the Torah, you can't wait till we're gonna have midterm final. There's gonna be so much, you can do Chazara. But now is a good time to pray. We did, you know, here a couple of weeks, we can be kind of the Torah, the Chazara will take a pack of it into the Sukkah. You know, the envelope. You know, so, and we got it. The Yom Kippur, we did a lot of things. Should have a good Yom Kippur, this Mount Kapara, and this Mount Simchaseinu, and should give inspiration for the whole year to come.